USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work to implement the historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency. But our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, is good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Georgia's Secretary of State says the recount is moving along, but the state's largest county is causing problems.
We are approaching 50 counties being completed so far. The largest still out is Fulton. And again, we're seeing issues there.
Brad Raffensperger accusing the county that's home to Atlanta of cutting corners and committing multiple errors.
Instead of following the procedures that my office and the vendor laid out, Fulton County once again cut corners. The biggest one being he backed up the election project on the server itself instead of on an external backup.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court following the campaign's requested recount to uncover fraud and abuse in the state. The suit alleges illegally altering absentee ballot envelopes and counting ballots that had no required application. The campaign saying these actions affected no less than 221,000 ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Joe Biden and injures himself while playing with his dog.
His name is Major, and he's a handsome fella, a young, sharp German shepherd adopted by Joe Biden from the Delaware Humane Society. He could be the first rescue to ever call the White House home, yet many wonder if this strong dog is better served working for a police department rather than playing with a 78-year-old man with health issues. The latest, a hairline fracture to Biden's ankle while playing with Major over the Thanksgiving weekend. The presidential hopeful will have to wear a walking boot for a few weeks, leaving Vegas oddsmakers wondering how long till Major gets his walking papers. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Saudi Arabia agreed to allow Israeli commercial planes to cross its airspace. The issue arose after Israel established diplomatic relations with UAE, Bahrain, and Sudan. Another mysterious monolith appears in Romania.
An odd metallic structure has appeared on a hill in northern Romania after a similar piece disappeared from the Utah desert. The 10 to 12 foot silver monolith appeared in Utah last week, seemingly from nowhere, with many comparing it to the monolith seen in the film 2001 A Space Odyssey. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management was able to document its existence before it was removed over the weekend by what they called an unknown party or parties. Now, a similar structure has been spotted in Romania near the eastern Romanian city of Piatra Neamț. As of yet, no one has claimed responsibility for either structure. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.